everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. It's wonderful having you join me today. This is a show dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, it's an opportunity to have an in-depth conversation so you really can appreciate the level of knowledge and wisdom that my guests have. If you haven't been to my show before, I just like to remind you, if you go to whatwomenmustknow.com and opt in there, you have some special reports being sent to you. I have a Facebook of the same name, What Women Must Know, and I do post on a daily basis great information. So it is about staying up to date, staying educated, and sifting through all the facts from fiction so we know how we can best move forward in our life. So, speaking of moving forward in our life, it's really an opportunity today to explore how we can create an ideal anti-aging workout. We're all looking for solutions about how we can support our body to get stronger, fitter, more balanced, and healthier. So I have an international expert who's going to give us some profound insight and knowledge about how to do that. My guest today is Teresa Tapp. She is a fitness expert, an exercise physiologist, and best-selling author who developed a revolutionary rehabilitative fitness program called TTAP. Teresa has appeared on numerous TV segments, including CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, and in addition has had articles written about her method that have been published in numerous publications, including Women's World, Prevention Magazine, Fit, and Parade Magazines. And she is the author of the best-selling book, Fit to Fabulous in 15 Minutes. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Teresa to the show. Hello, Teresa.
Well, hello, and thank you so much for that warm welcome.
Well, you are an amazing woman who has created quite a profound system based on your unique experience in your journey of life. And I'd like us to start our conversation and have you talk about your journey and what was it in your life that led to create this unique program that we will be exploring in more depth.
Well, my goodness, what a journey it has been. And it's really amazing how when you walk the walk, how much better you understand and that you can talk it and to teach it and to share with others. And it really started when I was a young girl, and it's kind of shared in Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, but to give a little bit of a summary, my mother was only 29 years old. She was a nurse in the emergency room, and she got brain tumors. And so as a little girl, I watched my mom go through chemo and radiation, and she endured that for 2 years before she did pass on. And during that time, she really instilled to me that through any negative that you have in life, there's always a positive. And if you focus on the positive, you can get through that. And when you're 5 and 6 years old, you know, she kept it simple to where, look, mommy has to, you know, have these medications that make my hair fall out and don't make me feel that good. But look, I get to wear a blonde wig. So because of this, mommy gets a blonde wig. And even though that sounds like very simplistic or cosmetic, but it imprinted where there's always a positive in anything and everything. And so my first challenge of having that there's a positive and a negative was when I was in high school and I, during a regular physical education class of learning how to do a backward somersault on a balance beam, I have scoliosis, which is a curvature in my spine, and most people do to some extent. But when you're trying to stay on a straight plank of wood, doing that backward somersault, I slid off. And back in the 1970s, it's not like in today's world where they worry about liability. It used to be taught in the American schools that if you fell off a piece of equipment, they'd tell you to get back on. So then do it again so you don't have fear. What they didn't realize is when the first time I slid off that balance beam is it chipped 3 of my vertebrae. So the second time that I went on it, the chipped vertebrae cut into the muscle tissue and then really created some damage. And I was in excruciating pain and obviously bed rest because that was what was taught if you hurt your back. And today's world, that's also changed. And from all of this, I've learned that medical science is an ongoing evolution. I mean, remember when we used to put iodine on cuts and sores and butter on burns? But at any rate, I ended up laying in bed, didn't have to take PE for a while, but I didn't get to a doctor. And if you're young, for at least a week, and my father being a single man, and my stepmom was not as much on that, they just listened and said, okay, bed rest. And the vertebrae fused, you know, because bones on a young person rebuild very quickly. And that's oftentimes when somebody hurts or injures in football or basketball, they might have to re-break the leg or arm to reset it because it started to fuse together in a crooked way. We can't really do that with a back. And so the picture in my book, there's actually a photo in the Fit and Fabulous book where you see what my lower back spine looks like. And it's like just a big lump of fusion of calcification around those three vertebrae. And but the positive out of this negative, one, is that I did start to get guidance of knowing, like, instinctively what to do to help my body get rid of this pain. And so that's why one of the things when I created TTAP is everything centers on the spine, and I know the importance of spinal alignment and body alignment, because really nothing's a better feeling than no pain. And I understood because I walked that walk. Okay, now I didn't get the book knowledge until going along, but instinctively and with guidance from God, I really understood what knee little toe, knee aiming out to little toe with the tailbone tucked under, did in the means of sciatica, pulling the vertebrae into alignment. And when you look at that picture in Fit and Fabulous, you will see the indentation along my spine on both sides, which shows you how much muscle density I have on the both sides of my spine in protection of that vertebrae. And you can't just get that with a machine. You have to know how to activate the muscles at every attachment along the spine. And along the spine, that same muscle is going to attach elsewhere, usually to the shoulder. And then as you get into the lower spine, it attaches to the hip joint. So that's why I call it full fiber fitness. Okay, so back to my journey. And I had a few movements, and then I decided I was going to save the world, become a cancer research scientist or medical doctor. Well, I found out when I was in pre-med, I kind of got caught in the middle where my father didn't make enough money to help me, but made too much money for me to get financial assistance. And I just couldn't see the hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans to become a medical doctor. But now my peers who finished their medical degrees tell me I'm the lucky one because I can say anything because I'm a teacher. But I switched over in pre-med into exercise science because my kinesiology professors were just amazed at these theories and ways of creating movement to create full fiber tension, both without large muscle movement and with large muscle movement. They were like, where are you coming up with this? Again, as a gift and guidance, I just kept fine-tuning, and I realized I was pretty good at teaching and explaining. Still didn't know that I had this whole sequence of movements yet, but during that time, I became challenged with a very large lump in my right armpit, about the size of a walnut. And now we're talking the late 70s while I'm in university, mid-70s to the late 70s, and half of my professors told me I need to have it cut out right away because I'm directly linked to cancer in my family. And in those days, it was so quick to immediately just remove any type of lump or cyst. And no one really understood the lymphatic system like they do today. But that inner voice in me told me, no, that's your barometer. So I noticed, with the guidance of some of my other professors who thought, no, you should try to do something in the way of health and maybe changing diet, or let's just monitor it before you just immediately cut it out. And it was noticed that if I got more sleep, or if I drank more water, ate less sugar, had less of that grain alcohol, because remember in college, if you're underage in America, you can't drink alcohol, but med students, we had grain alcohol and mixed with Hawaiian punch. So at any rate, any time of that alcohol, all of those were triggers for that lump to get bigger. But when I would avoid sweets and get more sleep, it would diminish. And especially when I was doing these moves that I had created, because while I was in pre-med, I was also working with cancer patients, you know, how to help with lymphedema, like the swelling of tissues. It wasn't really called lymphedema then, but how to lessen the side effects of the necessary treatments they needed to do for cancer. And I had these certain moves that I knew were helping me in pain, and I could feel the balancing, and it would help them as well. Okay, so when I would do those movements, it would make that lump diminish or sometimes even go away. So then I knew not to remove it, and I thought there's something to this. Not only were my cancer patients feeling less nausea post-chemo, getting greater range of motion after radiation, it seemed to help that they also were going, oh my gosh, everyone lost at least an inch off the waist in their hips in 1 week. And so even when you're sick, here comes that positive out of a negative. You focus on the positive. Look, hey, my pants are fitting better. My belly's a little flatter, even though it's not just about the nausea. You look for any positive. So I thought, okay, what could have been a negative, because everyone thought I was going to get sick and die before I was in my 30s if I didn't cut it out. The positive out of it is it gave me an innate understanding of this other circulatory system in our body where everywhere you have a blood vessel, you have a clear vessel, the lymphatic system. And whereas the blood takes nutrients in, that clear system, now called the lymphatic system, is what takes the trash out, not just from the big organs like your bladder and your intestines, but your cellular toxins. And the cool thing is when it comes to metabolism, it's your lymph system that helps move liquefied fat throughout your body for fuel. Wow, let's turbocharge our body. How cool is this? And I started understanding this when I was 19 on to 20, way beyond my years, because in America no one was really thinking about this back in the 70s, 80s. Hey, we were just getting into aerobics with sweatbands on our forehead and moving to the beat. But at the time I was graduating, then I got recruited on my journey, and I got recruited by the big modeling agencies in New York City and in Europe, because I have this uncanny ability when I look at bodies, I just see muscles and bones. It's just, you know, because I studied it in cadavers, and I have this uncanny ability to know what somebody's going to look like in 10 years, where they're going to gain weight, how their face is going to age, how their legs are going to age or shift, and that is of great value when you're in a modeling world where they know these girls and they get them young, usually around age 17, and most of them have a 5 to 7 year lifespan. Think like quarterbacks, because by then there's somebody who can run faster and throw that ball further. Well, the models, they start to get wrinkles in hips or have babies. So it's a 5 to 7 investment. They want to get at least 5 to 7 years out of a girl. So I could look at somebody who is a little pudgy and go, oh, no, her face is going to look like this in 2 years. She is going to be great. Oh, no, she might be this, but she's going to elongate. Her hips are going to shift like that. Let me tweak her a little bit. So I was like the little foreshadowing of who could possibly be their next catalog, editorial, or star. And I got to work with really big supermodels, but I was also instrumental in helping some of the other ones be good, strong performers, meaning they would make at least $90,000 to $100,000. And as a teenager, that's incredible, right? But when you're looking at an agency who has to invest money and then get a 5 to 7 year rate of return on that, it's a business. Everyone thinks how glamorous modeling was. I'm like, listen, it's hard work. Those girls work 8 to 10 hours on catalog shoots, and it is a business. And I understand it as a business because I was at the very top on the inside. So off I go, and now I'm in Europe. And everyone's like, what happened? Teresa went from cancer research, pre-med, maybe become a teacher because I finished my teaching degree. But now all of a sudden I'm in the modeling world tutoring models because I had an education degree for 9 through 12, so I'm tutoring them to keep their studies. And then I'm also, because I can speak enough German to do bookings, booking them for catalog, but teaching these young girls as a business how to go in there, how to perform, how to make ugly clothes look good. It's all about angles of the body and your pinky. It's not just about being fit. You have to know kinetically everything of your body in space, from the pinky to your pinky toe. So pinky finger to toe, I taught them all of this, and I just never knew I was going to be in that for 18 years. And basically I lived in Hamburg, Germany, 17 weeks. I lived in Milan, Italy, 6 to 8 weeks. Then I went to Paris for 3 weeks. Then I went to New York City for the months of August and September. And then I was in South Beach, Miami for at least 3 to 5 months during the season where Europe came to South Beach, Florida to do catalogs. And then I repeated, and it was just another city, different language, with 5 to 7 teenage girls living with me all the time. Okay, here's the positive out of that negative. I understand hormonal imbalance. Because all it took, I had all of these models, which then I would say, look, try this, try that, and then I would, because of what I was doing to help them earn the best money and get into the business, then I would try to tweak their bodies, or more importantly, I would notice when they would have hormonal issues, highs and lows. And when I do public speaking, I usually joke around, look, for me being in the modeling world, I realized that being a teenager and menopause are really the same thing, except when you're in menopause, you really don't care if he loves you or not. Because when you're a teenager, I had all these girls crying like, does he love me? Does he not? I think he loves me. No, he doesn't. And then when I've met so many ladies in the later years, like, I don't care. I just want balance. And it was so funny to see the parameters and the insight that I got from all of these young girls going through rejection every day because they always are trying to get the job. And they're told it one client that they're too ugly, the next one that they're too pretty, one that they're too skinny, one that they're too fat, the nose is too big, the nose is too small. I mean, it is just a matter of that one needs to tune into their self and just be their own personal best and stand tall with posture power, and you'll have the confidence and elegance to get anywhere in life as long as you keep your brain and your body totally connected. And I taught this to all of these girls. Okay, so at any rate, I learned a lot going through all of those cities. I met all of the people in the community, so I wasn't just in the modeling world. I got to work with exercise scientists in Hamburg, Germany. So I got to fine-tune my workout, the special sequence that I was always fine-tuning. Then I realized also athletic performance, coordination, faster returns, the VO2 output, how to condition a heart and get aerobically fit but without any jumping, how to move your muscles and not get inflammation. So you could work out really hard and get muscle fatigue, but be energized at the same time. Everything was so different than the other ways people were approaching with high-intensity workouts, or they were doing aerobics with step aerobics, really pounding on the knees. But I needed to keep these models to where they could do 8 to 10 hours without pain. And when you're holding an S-curve and you got to make your hips go one way and your shoulders go the other way and a fan to blow your hair a certain way and then look at the camera and smile and you do that over and over for 10 to 20 outfits in one day, by the time you get home, you're holding your back, you're wobbling in, and you look like you're 70 or 80 years old, and they would only be 18. So then I would show them these moves and immediately get the back pain gone within 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They would do a certain sequence so everything was sequential so that every muscle got full fiber tension and would work out the lactic acid and work out the inflammation so that they use that lymphatic system as well as better brain to body. So that now, as I retired from the industry in 1992, I came back to America and decided real people, real results. I don't want to be a celebrity trainer. I fine-tuned it for 2 years being in the total physical therapy rehab world so that once people were no longer able to get money from the insurance company for their traditional PT training at the hospital, doctors would refer their patients to me so I would teach them what to do in the privacy of their home to how to keep their muscles and strength and flexibility in balance for the rest of their life, just understanding how to move their bodies in space. And then after that 2 years, I ended up being an exercise editor of a national magazine where I started to share my exercises by print. And then the lovely thing called the Internet came about, and I couldn't see. I had like a very long waiting list for people to see me because you can only see so many people in a day. So I took the advice of somebody and put my workouts on VHS tapes, which then turned into DVDs. And the combination of having DVDs and the Internet where I was totally built by word of mouth. Everybody knew who Teresa Tapp was in the industry and how effective workouts were working or what the results were. Now when they would talk, it was on the Internet. So now thousands were hearing about it. And then here I am today talking to you and to all of those listening out there, because it's still about being a teacher and understanding your own personal body and how to maximize muscle activation so that you always look and feel your best, both fitness and function. So it's been quite a journey, but honestly, I think I've really only just begun.
Well, I don't think it ever ends. It's an evolving process, and we all keep learning and exploring and discovering. And so you're building on such a wealth of knowledge and experience. So one of the questions I have for you is, what do you consider the most important thing we need to know if we really want to get fit and lose weight at any age? And by the way, you work with men as well as women, and I know you work with women of all ages. I don't know, what's the oldest person you've ever worked with, Teresa?
Oldest person was 92. And it was somebody who wanted to have freedom to move about her house. And she had gotten very sedentary. And she was somebody who then became quite a friend in Illinois. And then currently we have Barry Brandon Stein, who is in the DVDs, all of the workouts. She's known as the Notorious Redhead. Her hair is as red as Lucille Ball, even though she's 88 years young. And she started T-tapping at 73. And it's incredible at her kinetic awareness in space and how she might start to stumble and catch herself, or a pencil might start to roll off the counter and she'll catch it. Like she has the reaction time and the strength and flexibility of somebody at least 25 years younger. Her doctors are just amazed. And yes, I do train men and women. I've trained athletes where they've come in private, collegiate, and a couple pro. And then, just, you know, see, it's always the accountants, lots of CPAs because they sit and they're hunched over, lots of dentists. It's amazing how I got, I think, because one dentist told another dentist who told another dentist, because they're always hunched over with one arm working in your mouth, so you should see how many shoulder and back and too tight of traps to lats issues. So, yes, it's regardless of gender, men, women, and regardless of age. I've got lots of little, like, 9-year-olds, the tweens. I've been working with a lot of middle school, public schools right now. It's interesting how it's never too early and it's never too late. And so you were saying what is the most important?
Yeah.
I would probably say the most important thing a person should focus on if they're wanting to keep looking and feeling their best, first step into being fit, ribs up. The power of posture. If I could just get everybody to focus about throughout the day, not shoulders back, I think keeping the as most space as you can between your rib, last rib, to the top of your hip. Okay, so not like the hip joint. You really want to think from the distance of like the top of your hip to the bottom of your rib, stretching as tall as you can. Because when you're elongating, you're giving more room then for your digestion, for better assimilation, and also for better elimination. But compromisation of ribs down, so like everyone listening to me right now, if you just sit really tall and then feel the stretch that almost automatically happens in that area from rib to hip. Now, on a count of three, just slump. 1, 2, 3, relax. And as soon as you relax, feel how the ribs go down, but then the lower belly pooches out. You're compressing all of the organs down into your pelvic cavity, and that's why so many people who are in wheelchairs are constipated all the time. It's also why we have so much problematic in that area, is that you're not maintaining good mind-to-muscle nerve transmission and space to all of the of that area. But now we're starting to see on TV commercials where they say, oh, do you have OTC constipation? You know, opiate constipation? Take this pill for it. Because so many of the medications are, you know, clearly blocking that nerve transmission, which then inactivates the nerves that along the colon and the intestine and all that. So then there's constipations and other having to take another pill to open up all of that, when all they need to do is, like, even if you're taking the medication, stretch tall, get the ribs up and lengthen that area from rib to hip, and watch how your metabolism improves, your circulation improves, your lymphatic circulation improves, and oh my goodness, instantaneously you can actually see your tummy flatten a little bit better. So you even improve your ab activation just by thinking ribs up all the time, whether you're standing or sitting.
And that comes from practice and being mindful about
being mindful.
That. Yes. Yeah. So, in your experience, the normal tendency as we get older is to lose muscle mass unless we are focusing on it and doing things to build muscle mass. What do you find is the most effective way to help people build muscle mass as they get older, or really at any age?
My opinion on being the most effective increase of muscle density. Muscle mass and muscle density. I use the word density because sometimes when people just take weights to increase their muscle mass, they literally see the circumference of the muscle, they shorten the fibers, and it gets thicker in the belly. And so, okay, women don't bulk, but they actually increase and get shorter and thicker. Whereas if you focus on muscles with density, which I do within my workouts, the TTAP workouts always have full fiber activation of multiple muscles with equal tension, equal tug from origin to insertion. So both attachments, because the muscles attach at two different places. So it's like taking a towel and pulling the ends of the towel like you're trying to pull it apart. So now you have full tension from your hand to your hand. The towel's got equal tension all of the way. Whereas traditional training, isotonic, gets a little bit more pull on one attachment to the belly, and so you get more mass. But when you do full fiber tug, you get greater nerve stimulus, mind and muscle, through the entire muscle, okay, which then it becomes more efficient. And when you receive nerve stimulus, you're getting much more development of that muscle tissue. So back to, like, atrophy occurs from poor posture. Body alignment, we automatically start to lose the mass, the density of our muscles if you're inactive. So you need activity, but comprehensive activity so that you're engaging all of your muscles with full fiber, which comes better with posture. It comes other types of exercise. You start to see that that's focused on postures like Pilates or yoga. But yoga is like a little bit more on the flexibility. Pilates is a little bit more on the core strength. And then TTAP kind of weaves those two in and adds aerobics without impact. So if I were being compared and add a little bit of like martial Tai Chi, okay, so we're breathing and smooth movement. The TTAP, I looked at those trainings and then encompassed it all and added the healthy heart component to it so you can get the aerobic as well. So, but if a person were just to, you know, do jumping jacks all the time, they would have muscle atrophy because they're not engaging everything full fiber. So just understanding how to activate muscles even without movement, and that's what the TTAP method is, creating full fiber tension. So the key component in TTAP, in addition to ribs up, is knee towards little toe, keeping weight shift more into the heels and knees out towards your little toe will create full fiber instantaneously from your knee to ankle and your knee to hip. Then tucking your tailbone under creates full fiber activation from the hip joint to the spine. Okay, the ribs up get the middle, and then thumbs away with your hands automatically changes the position of your shoulders, so the shoulders roll outward rather than rolling inward. Too many of us roll inward where we walk with our thumbs to the middle. If you think thumbs away, okay, or straight forward, your shoulders turn out, which create full tension from every muscle that attaches from your shoulder to your spine. So see, you're creating that full fiber tension, which creates and maintains complete mind-to-muscle nerve transmission. I call it neurokinetic transmission. If you maintain neurokinetic transmission, mindful in every move you make throughout the day, you will not experience the atrophy that you see just happen. I'm telling you, you can do this technique. You can do TTAP technique in any type of exercise. So TTAP's more than a workout. It's actually a method of comprehensive compound muscle activation that you can apply in every move you make throughout the day, even while standing in line.
So the model that we've been taught that you need to either lift weights of some sort there's the whole thing about weight lifting, strength training, that's a part of it. And then we need to do some sort of aerobic exercise or, you know, intensity exercise for short periods of time, which are all different theories and approaches. But you have a totally unique way from your understanding of the body and how to preserve our posture, our strength, the muscle activation, and overall well-being of the bodies, what I'm hearing from you.
Definitely. And I like I said, it was an ongoing journey. And in my education and my life experience as well, and having that opportunity of working with those high-end exercise scientists in Hamburg in the Bundesliga, is that there's a learning curve in the beginning to understand the method. Okay, so that's why when I tell people, if you decide you want to try TTAP, just do TTAP. Don't do your weight training in the first 30 days. Then after the 30 days, you can incorporate your weight training, because let's face it, everybody likes to do something, and I say the most successful exercise program is the one you like to do, because then you'll do it. I just want everybody to move. Just don't be sedentary. But the beautiful thing is I personally decided to be a billboard, and I've done nothing but TTAP for over 35 years now. And I decided to run a 5K. I don't jog at all. I don't walk every day. I'm just an active person, meaning on weekends I sometimes push a lawnmower. Okay, that's some walking in there. It's not like I don't do anything, just sit and TTAP. But I know how to incorporate my technique of muscle activation in anything I do. But I've only done TTAP. I haven't done weight training. I haven't done any like jogging training or treadmills or anything. And I came in the top 10% of that 5K, got the T-shirt, said, okay, done it. Don't need to do it again because I'm not a runner. But a lot of runners do TTAP because then they don't have to wear pee pads. because they can maintain their pelvic floor and do what they love, which is running. See, I'm a muscle activation specialist who wants to help you do what you love to do. But with me only doing TTAP, my bone density, they said, is of somebody in their 30s, and now I'm in my late 50s, almost 60. And my aerobic resting rate, I have a very good, like, pulse, my blood pressure, everything is just amazing because I'm telling you, it's not that difficult. You get through the learning curve of how to create multiple activation of muscles, okay, origin and insertion of, like, 5 to 7 muscles are always receiving full tension, okay, in every move when I decide to make on it. And also about postures, not just pulling your shoulders back, what to do to create that comprehensive all the way down your spinal column, and it maintains good bone density. Because the reason, okay, because I had to train when I was going through universities and all this, I had to understand traditional training. It's obviously when you pick up something heavier than your body, like your weights, or you decide to do weight training with soup cans or water bottles, it's heavier, so it tugs on the bone. You have to tug on the bone for your bone cells to stimulate to make new bone growth. You need necessary nutrients as well, magnesium. Now they know the mineral magnesium is so much even more important than calcium, and you have such expertise in that area. But it's not just the nutrients. You still have to have the movement. You have to create the tug. Well, you can create the tug without anything. Okay, we know you can do tug with stretchy bands. Okay, so you can get better bone density if you have a means of creating that leverage, activation, and tug. Well, in TTAP, you're doing it on the inside of your body. Let me give you an example, because it's like, how what do you mean by tug? Okay, so knee to the little toe. So most people listening are probably driving or sitting at home, but you can do this at home standing up, and there's lots of free little exercises on YouTube. There's lots so that you can feel the difference, because when you look at TTAP, you don't always feel it. Okay, so for instance, when people are wanting to do a bicep curl, okay, so they'll focus in on a bicep, and so I also incorporate isometrics at the same time, the tightening of muscles at the same time you move your body. Okay, so right now, if everybody were to make a fist, they have one hand, and so if you were wanting to build, you'd grab a weight and you do your bicep curl, but right now let's just use isometrics so you can feel the difference. So squeeze as you, and keep your ribs up, everybody, sit on the edge of your chair. So we're going to do body alignment with both methods. Okay, so we're sitting tall, we're squeezing our hands. Now we focus on that bicep, think with your mind, bicep, tight, tight, tight as you curl your hand in towards your shoulder. Now keep those ribs up and go tight, 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 squeezing the hand as you uncurl. And you can feel how it's predominantly that bicep, tight, tight, tight as you come in, tight, tight, tight as you come out. Now, donut hands, which is pressing your fingers and your thumb, kind of like in yoga, right? So when you pinch, now you're getting clear communication to your tips, but you don't get the inflammation. Try that in. Squeeze, 1, 2, 3, squeeze, feel your wrist, forearm. Now make a donut, pinch, 1, 2, 3, pinch, feel how it's more open. This time, though, we're going to start doing elbow up, and it's aligned with your shoulder. So your hand is above your head, you're pinching your donuts, okay, and your elbow is level with your shoulder, front and also from the side, which means bring that elbow back in alignment with your ear, and your elbow is aligned with your shoulder. Okay, pinching your fingers at all times. We're going to curl in. Keep your ribs up. We're going to curl in, but never drop that elbow. Here we go. Tight, tight, tight as you curl in. Keep the elbow up. Tight, tight, tight as you press the fingers and extend back out. Feel the difference already. Tight, tight, tight. Not only is it the bicep. Feel it right now as we uncurl. Tight, tight, uncurl. Feel that tricep as you uncurl back up. Tight, tight, tight. Feel how it's the shoulder deltoid. Now tune again underneath. Tight, tight, tight as you uncurl. Feel how it's also your lat down the side of the back of your body. Last time, feel those traps. Feel the traps as you come in. And tight, tight, tight as the trapezius. You feel all those muscles are getting full tug from the elbow to the shoulder and the shoulder to the neck. And also down the spine for the lat. So you're getting full fiber. And if you notice, by the third or fourth time, your heart rate starts to go up. Because when you maximize muscle activation with full fiber tension and incorporate body alignment, the heart rate on the VO2 automatically increases. Posture is so important on heart health. Okay, so I'm not bone density. So you're like, hey, we have to do something separate for heart health. No, when you really maintain and focus on form with posture, this was improving, and I have it in the book where it quotes it on the study, but I knew about it in 1985. In America, they didn't really talk about it to do the clinical studies, until the 2000s. And basically what it is people think when they want to condition their heart, they go at an incline, right? You're on the treadmill. Crank up the incline so that we can really work harder and get our heart health as well as working more on the burning of calories and fat. So they crank up the treadmill. But the thing is, as soon as you let your shoulders go in front of your hips, your heart rate drops 5 to 7 beats per minute. So it's counterproductive. You're actually working harder on the heart, but not so much conditioning. It's counterproductive. When you walk downhill, though, as soon as you get the shoulders in alignment with your hips or slightly back, like you're going downhill, your heart rate increases 5 to 7 beats per minute. It is much more comprehensive and effective on the VO2 output, and you get greater cardiac conditioning with less inflammation. So it's very aerobic without counterproductive side effects. So it's like, how can you walk downhill, though, on a treadmill? Kind of difficult. But when you go to the gym, look how many people are on Stairmasters and treadmills, and they're slumped over or they're holding the railings, and their shoulders are in front of their hips. It's one of the reasons why negative shoes got important. Remember the negative heel shoes, the earth shoes? Everybody was trying to get the ribs up, shoulders back, so they were better for heart health as well as slimming and trimming your body. Well, in TTAP, the primary principles are your toes are forward, your ankle, knee, and hip are all in a straight line. So it's about 4 fingers between your ball joints of your feet. Your ribs are up so that your shoulders are back in alignment without you pulling the shoulders back. Then you tuck your tailbone under, tuck butt, but think curl the core, belly button to the spine. So you're curling that tailbone under like a bad doggy with a tail. You still have your toes forward and everything in alignment. Now you might have to re-put those ribs up. And then on a count of 3, I tell everyone knees out. 1, 2, 3. Knees out towards the little toe. Oof, you're going to feel the inside of your thigh activate, your outer thigh activate. Everything is full fiber activated. Thumbs away to the side wall. Everything is activated from head to toe. And then relax. But as soon as you get into that position, watch how your heart rate goes up because you're using posture power at the same time of activating the muscles. So you get the aerobic, the heart health, as well as the bone building, as well as the muscle building. So it is the most comprehensive, efficient, and effective workout you can do. And is it the only workout you should do? No, you can do whatever you want, but if it's the only workout you want to do, it will deliver you head-to-toe fitness as well as fitness and function inside and out. It will balance imbalances, and it's the only workout I've done for over 35 years, and I think I'm looking pretty ageless by the by the little clip I gave you for your website, so everybody can go look how ageless you can look with this type of exercise and never do more than one set of 8 repetitions.
So that's what's exciting. You know, we are all looking for a program that will do the most with the least amount of time invested in it. At least I am. So you have a program that basically allows people within 15 minutes to accomplish so much change and transformation in their bodies, which is not just about getting stronger and the muscle activation and getting, you know, improving their posture and their oxygen intake and everything else, but you're also building muscle mass at the same time, which is pretty
correct.
Neat because you get to do everything that's important to optimize our body's functioning, but it's also facilitating all those things that are necessary for an anti-aging program.
Yeah, and the best part is that the icing on the cake, as I say, is most people lose a clothing size in a month. If nothing else, their silhouette becomes smooth and toned, and you're more vibrant. You have more energy. You have less inflammation, but more energy. It's really exciting to see the beautiful machine we have, our bodies, can repair and rebuild regardless of age. And I'm walking proof of it. I look better now, I think, than I did 10 years ago.
So you're able to lose weight because you are toning the body and more efficiently, the muscles get toned more efficiently, or are there explain how you lose weight?
It's a good question. I think people are able to maintain their weight for weight management or lose the weight that's been problematic because you're incorporating more systems within your body. Okay, one, we all know muscles burn glucose for fuel initially, but fat is their ultimate fuel. And our bodies, you know, we're always in a fluctuating state as to where our blood sugar is. And the more fit you are, the faster you go into fat burning. But in that beginning, when you're not, your body does, it holds on to the fat. It just says, oh, give her the sugar. She's going to sit down. She's going to quit. So it's more resistant in releasing the fat. So this type of muscle development, this full fiber muscles with density instead of bulk, is what TTAP, you get this really like a good fire base, a good foundation, which is even at rest going to be utilizing glucose more efficiently throughout the day. And because TTAP involves lymphatic pumping, muscles move lymph. Okay, that's what, remember back to the cancer when I created this for cancer patients and everything, is that the lymph system is so important in removing toxins from the body, but it also moves liquefied fat. But the only way a person can activate their lymph system is with muscle movement, or like jumping on a trampoline. And that's one of the reasons why walking is so effective. It should be the one exercise everybody should do, because walking is left-right brain, and it's also every time your foot hits, you're doing a lymphatic pump, and with walking you straighten your knee, whereas in jogging you never straighten that knee. You need to have complete flexion and extension, because your calf muscle is your heart muscle of the lymphatic system. You got to get that full extension. So when that knee straightens, you're pumping the lymph back up. Little jumping up and down, you got to have that pump. And so with TTAP, that's already woven in there, because I studied so much and understand the lymphatic system, where I can maximize your lymph system to circulate, so that you're going to be a much more efficient fat burning machine if your lymph is fully circulating. But the sad thing is, so many of us have a very sluggish lymph system, which I think is contributory to cellulite and dimples, is a sluggish lymphatic system is going to make a sluggish metabolism, because people are too inactive. They sit too long. We need to get up and move, or at least know how to incorporate TTAP method while you're sitting, okay, so that you're pumping the lymph even while you're sitting. There's a way of activating muscles without even moving your body where people visually see it to pump the lymph. So when you have more things working in your favor, you become a much more efficient assimilation, and you're digesting your food, and you're using that sugar as fuel, and you're using stored fat as fuel. So it's all together, and that's why in the beginning I tell people, if you decide to do TTAP, you measure weekly. You don't get on a scale. You won't see that much on the scale for the first 3, maybe even 4 weeks. I know, that sounds incredible. You can lose 1 or 2 sizes, clothing sizes, in 4 weeks, but you might only lose 5 or 7 pounds in 4 weeks. That doesn't sound real impressive. But then in weeks 5, 6, or 7, boom, you'll drop 10 pounds just like that. Because in the beginning, you're developing all of this internal muscle density along your spine. You're creating a whole foundation to maximize your metabolism. And so you'll have inch loss every week. It's not that's why you have the clothing sizes. And in the modeling world, they didn't care what the models weighed. They didn't say, okay, stand on that scale, we'll see if you get this job. No, they said, put on those clothes, or we're going to measure your hips and your bust and your thighs to see if these clothes will look good on you. Oh, you're a little too big in the hips, dear. We're going to have to get somebody else, because the clothing sample we have won't fit. It's the same way. I don't worry what the scale says. I weigh a good 8 to 10 pounds more than I look, because I'm pretty dense on the muscle tone that I have, but I can eat whatever I want. Because I have a digestive system, and I have muscles that are doing their part to utilize calories as fuel. Mm-hmm. And so that's why TTAPers are known that they eat well, they don't have to diet, and that's why there's a chapter in the book called God Made, Man Made. I just give dietary guidelines where I eat real food. I just don't eat fake food or chemical food. I just eat real food. But I don't cheat myself, so like the God Made, it's called God Made, Man Made. So it's like for 2 days, I eat things in their natural state, meat, veggies, soup, salads. Okay, so if somebody's vegetarian, it's like, okay, so you eat everything in its natural state. And then on the man-made day, it's where if I want pizza, I'll have it. If I want a brownie, I'll have it. It won't even be gluten-free. Like if I want ice cream, it's amazing what the psychology of when I tell myself you cannot have a Krispy Kreme donut. Then all day I'm going to go, wow, I wish I could have that donut. Wow, I wish I could have a brownie. But as soon as I tell myself, today, Tracy, you can have whatever you want, then I really start going, do I really want a donut or a brownie? You know what? I think I'd rather have pasta tonight with a good sauce. I mean, it's like, but if you tell yourself you can't have it, then you'll focus on that. And then I go back to eating clean for 2 days. So 2 days clean, God made, 1 day man made, don't worry. And then I get to the point where I go every other day. And then I don't even worry about it. And if I start to see the inches creep up, I go back to 3 days or 2 days. I'll do the 3 days off if I'm getting ready for, like, you know, a bar mitzvah, or I'm going to go on a cruise, or I know I'm going to do a DVD or have a new photo session, then I'll eat clean. Because I'm human, you know, I don't always eat clean all the time. But it's because I've got a good base that my body will, it's a good fine-tuned machine. It's utilizing its fuel optimally. But if you're toxic and you have a sluggish lymph system, your muscles can't access, and you have atrophied muscles because you don't have good neurokinetic mind-to-muscle nerve stimulus and transmission, your machine's not really balanced. It's like trying to drive a car and the wheels are unbalanced and you put water in it instead of fuel. It's not going to operate the way it's designed. So movement matters. A lot of times that's the missing piece of the puzzle for a lot of people in rebuilding their fitness and their health. And so I'm just a big proponent where I go, move. Move at least for those first 30 days, and then let's focus on your dietary aids or work with your nutritional specialist, because I'm the specialist on muscle activation. You know, then it's like you can work with somebody who's going to give you the guidelines on food. I just give you a guideline to get started and then fine-tune it because you might have a health issue. Or like my sister even went, I told her, get yourself. She had a thyroid problem, survivor of colon cancer. I told her on the movement, I said, but you're really going to need to work with a nutritionist. You know, when she finally did that, she dropped 40 pounds. It was the two together, healthy eating and movement, but it sure helped when she did. Within her first 6 weeks, she lost 2 clothing sizes and was feeling so much better just by focusing on the movement. And now she's amazing and feeling great. And it's just amazing. To me, it's not that difficult, but you have to take the first step. And the first step is understanding how to move your body like a machine, how to help your body help itself. It's all there. You just need to understand it, and that's why TTAP has no music in any of the exercises. I have you really mindfully be in focus of what you're doing. I'm trying to educate you so that eventually you don't even have to watch me on DVD. You can do it by memory or do it in every move you make, any other type of exercise you even may want to do, because it really is the power of you inside your body. Understand your body as a machine.
So what's really wonderful about your system is that, first of all, it doesn't require any, you know, additional support or aids. You know, there's no bands, there's no weights. So obviously it's something that people can do anywhere. I know you have your DVDs. There are YouTubes out there, and you have your book that explains the whole theory, and it gives lots of very inspirational before and after photos, I have to say, in your Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes book. And, you know, it's so inspiring that there's a system that can be so effective, that has so many benefits and just really allows us to do it easily and effortlessly, which is what I'm always looking for. I'm always looking for things that are going to get more bang for the buck. You know, let's get more outcomes, you know. So I want to ask you a question, because we were talking about this before the interview. So as women get older, especially as women get older, they start seeing the effects of lack of muscle mass, lack of tone, and it shows up in their upper arms. So women have that flabbiness, you know, in Australia we call it bat wings. There's all sorts of terms. What's that about, Teresa? Why does that happen? And I know you have a solution for it, but I first want to ask you, in your experience, why do you think that occurs in the body? Because it's a bane of women's existence. I mean, I still know women in their 90s who won't wear any short sleeves because they're too embarrassed.
And it's so sad, because, yes, you can tighten and tone those triceps. There's an exercise for free on YouTube and also on my website called tricep curls. It's in the book, okay? And this simple little move, and it's kind of hard to describe it. It's real easy once you get the visual. I can give you the link that you can put on your site if you want, so that they can easily find it. But it forces the body, this little 8 repetitions, it forces your body to do the primary principles of how to maintain toned triceps as you age. And the big secret is ribs up with shoulders back. Just like I told you, ribs up being such a strong thing. Now you're thinking, now why is ribs up making any type of contributory difference to the toning of my triceps. Okay, I really believe, and over time I've seen it enough in all of the years and all of the women all over the world, is that we lose tricep tone because we let our shoulders pronate inward. Women start walking with their thumbs inward and the pinkies to the side wall. You'll see them as they're walking in the mall, arms are swinging, thumbs are pointing to the inward. So everyone right now, if you just like put your thumb towards your inside and just kind of lift and lower on the side, you'll feel the position of your shoulder. Here's what I want you to do. On a count of three, put your thumb forward. One, two, three, thumb forward. Feel a shift in the shoulder. Now, one, two, three, go thumb away. Feel the shoulder roll back. Didn't it just feel like it made your ribs go up and your shoulders and everything align better? Okay, so when that shoulder is back, now do a jazz hand. Separate your fingers as far as you can. Now just feel how much that increased your ribs to go up a little higher and the muscles in your back to activate more around the shoulder and going down on the lats. Just by stretching those fingers as wide as you can with thumbs facing the sidewall, pinky facing your thigh to the body. So from there, you've got the ribs up, and if you bring it out, bring it up. I want you to have your wrist level, okay? And you're going to do this at home in a mirror, and you'll be able to visibly see it. So with your arms both extended, up, wrist level, jazz hands, separate them in that. Now, shift your weight into your heels, toes are forward. Shift your weight in your heels, and once you're standing, and if you're sitting, just think to not lean forward, tilt, and get back into the back of your hips so that your ribs are up and your shoulders and hips are in alignment. Okay, jazz those hands. Now have it. Now look left and right. Make sure that the wrist is level with the shoulder, and you're jazzing your hands. The reason I'm having you jazz your hands is I'm increasing the mind and muscle nerve transmission down your arms. Okay? Now, on a count of three, I want you to lift your ribs as high as you can while your hands are in that position. One, two, three.
Your hands. Let me just clarify this. Are your arms at your side, or are they up?
No, they're up. Up like you're extending out to give somebody a really big hug, except your arms are in a straight line from
outward.
Wrist, elbow, and shoulders are in a straight line on both sides. So it's like your arms are straight out in a straight line with jazz hands. Okay, tell me once you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you're there, keep those hands separating wide. Now, one, two, three, ribs up as high as you can. And when you're jazzing your hand, you're going to feel it in your armpit. Okay, now I want you to shake your hands like a jazz. Jazz, shaking your hands, and you're going to feel and see. Now, relax that because you're probably getting tired. When you're in the front of a mirror, that position, which I call it a posture power position, I want you to extend your arms, everyone. Look in the mirror and just do a little jazz, and then I want you to do it with ribs up as high as you can, jazzing your hands as hard as you can, and then do a little jazz, and you'll notice your tricep doesn't wiggle as much. Because when you create activation, ribs up activate where the tricep attaches inside your armpit, up at the joint. Most people are moving their elbows all day, right? We're riding, we're picking up jugs of milk, we're picking up groceries, and it's the elbows getting the attachment of the tricep to the bicep in the middle. Okay, so the tricep from the elbow to the middle of the tricep gets some attachment. The shoulder, when it rolls inward, when you let that thumb go in towards your body while you walk, you inactivate your tricep. So with time, the tricep atrophies. It's not getting full fiber stimulus from your mind to muscle neurokinetic flow. So everybody, when they should walk, should always have thumbs forward, and every time your hand swings, you should touch your pinky power, so that you kinetically have awareness that your thumb is forward and your pinky is properly at the side, so the palm of your hand is facing inward. While you walk, while you stand, one, you'll look better in pictures. When the hands are thumbs forward, your hands look bigger and you look like monkeys. You'll start looking at all of those magazines and go, oh, my gosh, her thumb is in. Oh, my gosh, yeah, the thumb is forward. You should only see the thumb and the pointer finger when you do pictures. And then the hand looks graceful and the shoulder's in proper position, and it automatically shifts the shoulders back and lifts your ribs so you look slimmer in a photo as well. Yeah, I know all the secrets from fashion. I think you come to a photo session technique. But if everyone were to every day put those arms out, tighten their flats as tight as they can with ribs up high, jazz your hands, which means you wiggle it like you had a tambourine, and really focus on the triceps, you literally can create that full fiber. But the tricep curls, which is like a bicep curl but the hands up against the wall, that one you got to look at YouTube. Just type in tricep curls or just type in T-tap and you'll see all of these different ones, and then look for tricep curls. We'll put the link on your website as well so people can get that one little move, one set a day, 8 repetitions. It takes less than 2 minutes, like a minute and a half, 90 seconds. I guarantee you within 7 to 10 days you're going to see visible tone on your tricep. No, and then there's one of the most popular workouts for tricep improvement, underarm, get rid of the bat wings, is called Mindful Movement for Healthy Hormones. And it's a 27-minute total body workout. Hey, as I went through menopause, now I can say been there, done that, I created this 27-minute workout because that's when I noticed, oh, my goodness, even I, because when the hormones are going through their estrogen dominant stages, you get a little bit of fluff everywhere. But at least mine was everywhere local, not just in one spot. It was generalized everywhere. But I noticed, like, wow, I better focus a little bit more. So I added a towel on the first warm-up move, mainly so that I would get full fiber activation at its utmost, and it's with thumbs away pulling on this towel. So let me explain this to everyone. If you go get a hand towel and you get the T-tap stance, toes forward, knees over the ankles, underneath the hips, remember, with the tailbone tucked under and the ribs up, and if you just hold the towel and make sure your elbows align with your shoulders, your thumbs are away while you're holding the towel, okay? And then 1, 2, 3, try to pull the towel apart, and you feel how your ribs go up, every muscle activates in your back, and then you feel those triceps as well. And then while you're doing that with your towel, I have you do additional movements. So I knew I was going to target trim those triceps, and I completely changed my arms. My arms today are better than it was 5 years ago, and I even just recently did this national TV spot called, they said, I'm ageless. They called it Ageless Exercise, Awesome Arms. Teresa, oh, my goodness, how in the world are you doing this? And we were just on the Today Show last week, and they were featuring one of my success stories, a lady named Diane Stone, who at age 55 lost 155 pounds. Okay, she's already done with menopause, and she's a white girl, so she's that thinner skin, so it's not like somebody who's Afro-American and they have that great melanin in their skin, which tightens faster. But she lost it in 10 months, and was half her size. She used to be 310. And you know what? No loose skin. Because mm-hmm. she did T-tap the whole time. But she worked with a professional person to guide her for nutrition because mm-hmm. she's on a couple of antidepressants, and most people know antidepressants make the body gain weight. And I told her, you really need to work with a professional because my workout's known as the elimination workout. So people who have to be on necessary medications, they have less side effects. If they do T-tap, they'll get the benefits of the exercise and lessen the side effects if they do this type of exercise. And I am so proud of her. You can go on my website and see, or just go on Facebook, type in Diane Stone. You'll see her site and her pictures on the Today Show because she walked out on stage, no Spanx, and looked like she was wearing Spanx because everything was fit and firm. And she said, I look better. She said, I feel better than I look. Because she says, I stay happy when I do T-tap because, you know, she has a medical condition whereby all of the depression comes about. But it's like, I'm happy about that because those of you listening, it's never too late. You can, like, do so much with movement, but mindful movement, it really does matter. Mindful movement matters more.
And I think that's the great message. And as we're coming to the end of the interview, it's really good to reinforce the message that it's never too late, that at any age, I mean, you have your 88-year-old student on your DVD with you inspiring people. So, you know, I just love what you're doing, and it's such a, you know, wonderful opportunity to be able to have this conversation with you so you can inspire all my listeners all over the world. And I do want to tell people, if you want to understand more about what Teresa is doing, go to her website, which is TTAP, two P's at the end, .com, because you can understand more of what she's doing. There are a bunch of YouTubes. I've looked at some of the YouTubes, but what I really recommend is getting her DVD, which, you know, I love the fact that I think what you say, 18 minutes, you can do a full body workout.
Yes.
And, you know, that's my style. I have to tell you, you're talking to me, honey.
Well, you know, this I've just thought of. I forgot to tell this, and it will be very inspirational because they're calling it a medical miracle right now. Barry, the 88-year-old from age 85 to 87, she has severe osteoporosis over years, and she improved it greatly with T-tap. And then, like life happens, where she was inactive for a couple of years from age 83 to 85, which then, without activity, bones start to thin again, right? And they did a bone density, and they said, wow, your L1 through L4, that's your lower back, the lower vertebrae, have really gotten thin. You got osteoporosis. And so we had her supplement Remag and Relight. They happen to be a magnesium and a mineral supplement. And then I said, let's do TTAP. I'm going to work out with you every day, 4 days a week. And then the other days you walk. And we're going to do First Step, which is I have a Senior Fit and a First Step program. So we did Senior Fit and First Step. So at any rate, in those 2 years, she then had a DEXA scan, and her L1 to L4 increased, get this, you're not even going to believe it because you're a doctor, 18%. And we have the DEXA scan to prove it.
I do believe it because I know the body can rejuvenate and regenerate any aspect of itself at any age, and we just need to have a system that works and be committed to that system and work with the nutrition when appropriate. But that's the whole message here. We can rejuvenate, we can get younger, we can get healthier. That's certainly my message and what I've been, you know, talking about and lecturing about. And you're just another living example demonstrating how all this is an absolute truth if we're willing to do it. We have to be willing to make those changes. So, Teresa, thank you so much for being with us. We're here at the end of the show, and I just really want to thank you for your passion, your commitment, for getting this information out, for sharing it so freely. And people can learn more about Teresa's work, TTAPP.com. Check out Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. Lots of resources, and I just look forward to learning about your ongoing creations and inspirations and discoveries and techniques, Teresa. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for the invite, and it's an honor, and it's really great to be with my peers, people who we all share the same passion, and it is exciting to see how much our bodies can rebuild and repair. And as I say in all of my DVDs, yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And for all of you listening, thank you for joining me today. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.